Hello, I'm Pat Travis. You're listening to LA Didabytes review of Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen, playing now at the Hollywood Pantages, May 26th through June 21st, 2026. Well, evidently, Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen moves in a pretty predictable fashion. Its skillful delivery of 90s pop culture, musical and visual cohesion, and a sort of narrative storytelling that works for a bigger stage feels right at home at the Pantages, a love letter to single mothers, if possibly a tad too long. This play is based loosely on the Grammy Award-winning artist Alicia Keys. When that song Fallen came out, she was so famous my high school math teacher was playing her song in class. Alicia Keys was math class level famous in Orange County from my perspective at the time. The decimal point was Fallen in Love that day. A breakthrough artist that's always, at the very least, tried to, in some way, bring a bridge from a more modern pop R&B sensibility and the virtuosity of someone trained more in the classical styles like jazz, blues, and classical. In Hell's Kitchen explores her upbringing, her mother Jersey, played by Kennedy Cogwell, and her father Davis, played by Desmond Sean Ellington, a vagabond piano player who comes in and out of her life. Her name in this alley, but for short, played by the ferociously talented Maya Drake. And the plot centers around her developing relationships with an older man and street performer Knock, played by John Avery Worrell, and her piano teacher, Miss Liza Jane, played by Roz White, and teenage drama between her father and her mother. There are problematic elements in this musical, like the underage relationship between Knock and Ali, but also, while it is a part of the musical, they make it pretty clear that it's not okay, and the characters also make that clear in the narrative. So for me, it was not an issue, but I could see how some might have an issue with that power dynamic. My biggest issue with this musical is it stays pretty surface level, but does a great job on that level, and I think because of that, 2 hour and 35 minute runtime was pretty excessive for what narratively is being presented. That being said, the design team and the musicianship in this show was so on the ball. The drummer and the instrumentation in the Fallen song section going from the more traditional sound of the song and then just really swinging, and you could hear it and feel it, the switch up, and it was so satisfying. And this is just one example of over and over again in this musical adding great updates to the songs to make them just feel so much newer. Massively built structures that feel like they're encasing in some ways the artists on stage, which made this larger stage feel more intimate in this musical that's really personal and emotional. And it comes through in the performances from Kennedy Cogwell in songs like Love Looks Better and Teenage Love Affair. That girl was on fire. On My Night, similarly, Desmond Sean Ellington, every time he came on stage, just the most, this very piercing performance that just made you feel for this flawed person because of this very human performance from Ellington. Not so easy to portray on such a big stage. The choreography and the smaller supporting characters of this musical did very little but fluff to this overextended musical. That was possibly one of my biggest issues. I give Hell's Kitchen at the Pantages an 8.8 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommend it. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater. If you like LA Theater Bites and what we do, we want to continue to explore more and more theaters in LA and Orange County. Support us at the Orange Coffee Cup on Buy Me a Coffee. I like a cappuccino and some Cafe Bustillo.